Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast of the First Congregational Church in Norwood, Massachusetts, with the Reverend Michelle Bagby Allen. FCC Norwood is a caring and inclusive faith community affiliated with the United Church of Christ. We are proud to be an open and affirming congregation and welcoming, inclusive, supportive, and engaged with mental health in our community. Today is Easter Sunday, March 31st, 2024. Our worship leader for today is Sue Chilton.
This morning's lesson from Scripture is found in Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Here ends the reading of our lesson.
Friends, will you join me in prayer? Let us pray. Oh God, this Easter day we are experiencing joy and wonder, and maybe some of us a little bit of amazement. We give thanks for this day, and we pray that as we reflect upon this story of Jesus alive, an empty tomb, that we might be filled with your Spirit and your peace. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Now, this may be something that some of the children will disagree with me about, but when I was a kid, maybe not them, but me, when I was a kid, I loved English class. And the reason I loved English class was partly because of Mrs. Lenardi and Mrs. Yelland, who were wonderful teachers and who encouraged me to write. Now, Mrs. Lenardi and Mrs. Yelland, they encouraged, but they were also kind of stern. They were no-nonsense English teachers in middle school and high school. But they taught me something wonderful about telling stories, about writing. They taught me things that I still use today. Telling stories, writing things, knowing what a good story is. So some of you have had English teachers who taught you that a good story starts with an introduction, right? We want to know who the characters are. A good story also has often a conflict, something that happens, and this happens in plays, it happens in music, but it especially happens in stories. There's a conflict, and what was once right gets flipped on its head and is no longer right. Sometimes that conflict is angry conflict, but sometimes it's just that things were really peaceful, and now they're not really peaceful. And then what happens in the end? Any English majors out there have a word for it? There's the resolution. I'm sorry, my hearing is not so great, but some of you use bigger words than I even remember from my English classes. Thank you, we'll talk later. There's that resolution to the conflict. And people are back on their feet, and all is right with the world again, even if it is different than the beginning of the story. Right? So those of you who were listening to the scripture that we read from the Gospel of Mark, you might have noticed something about it. They came to the tomb, as was their custom, and they found out that Jesus was not there, that the very large stone had been rolled away, and there was someone there. Anybody remember who was there? It wasn't Jesus. It was a messenger or someone clothed in a white robe who said, "He's not here. He's gone ahead. Tell the others to go and meet him in Galilee." Well, what did they do after that? Anybody remember? They ran away because they were terrified. The end. So anyone who loves English and loves stories knows that that's a very unsatisfying end to this story. And yet, the Gospel of Mark, the first gospel that we are given, the first versions of it that we have, that's the end. It does seem like there should be something else to this story. Can you think of a better ending than they ran away because they were terrified? I can think of about 5 better endings than that. No, they went to Galilee and they told the others, right? The end. Or they went, and as they went along the way, they encountered Jesus, who said to them, "Peace be with you. I'm giving you the Spirit to take out into the world. I'll always be with you." The end. Isn't that much better? Well, I guess some other people thought that they ran away because they were terrified and amazed. There were other people who thought that was not a very satisfying end to the story. And they added a short additional ending that said, actually, they did tell some people, or else we wouldn't have this story at all, would we? And then there were some other folks a little bit later, when the church was getting started, they added an even longer ending that said, over the course of time, over a course of maybe 40 days or so, Jesus showed up for them. And they experienced his presence and they carried it with them. And they were sent out into the world to tell the story, the good news or the God news that we hear about today. And guess what? The end. But not really the end. Because the story was told. It was told to some of you when you were children, when you didn't have these cool things that are like nativity sets for Easter, but it was told to you by someone. It might have been told to you in this very place when you were younger. It might have been told to you last year when you came here. It might have been told to you by your grandmother or a friend. But this story that supposedly ended with them running away never actually has ended, because we are still living it. We're still living it when we experience the risen Christ. We're still living it when we experience healing. We're still living it when we experience joy. Joy that is a part of mystery. Joy that we can even experience when all is not right in the world. So children, I want you to know that I titled my sermon, "The End of the Story?" Because this story is still being lived out. When people love one another, when people gather in community and hold hope for one another, this story is still being told. And even you, children, can tell it through your joy and through your wonder. You have to make me a promise, though. When you hear this good news, don't let the story end with "they ran away," because terror had taken hold of them. Don't let that be the end of the story. Go out and be good news in the world so deeply in need of it. Be love when the world says, "Ah, love, that's so last year." Go out and be life and joy and wonder. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our weekly sermon podcast. If you would like more information about FCC Norwood, check out our website, fccnorwood.org, or like us on Facebook. All are welcome to worship in person or via live stream on Sunday mornings. Worship rebroadcasts will be available the following day and sermon podcasts on Tuesday. Thanks again for listening.